I asked Arpad, what was your most shocking moment? What was your most dramatic moment, the biggest shock you had? Can anyone guess why I asked that question? Remember, I was writing a book. Remember, I'm looking for shocking stories to write things about so people will read it, because no one's going to read a textbook on genetic engineering. Well, perhaps I was the only person that asked him that question because he had told me something he had not told any other investigator. Months earlier, while he was still on good terms with everyone, this probiotech scientist was sitting in his office, and the director of the institute, Professor Philip James, walked into the office and put down a stack of about 700 pages on Arpad's desk. Arpad's wife, Susan, came in. She's a senior researcher there also. The director explained, these are the submissions from the 6 or 7 biotech companies to the UK government for their genetically modified foods. Now, the director was one of 12 committee members that approved these. And the director said, the Minister of Agriculture is meeting in Brussels to discuss genetic engineering and have a vote, and he wants a scientific opinion on these. Arpad looked at the stack of 700 pages and looked at his director and realized this man would never read that many pages. He was not a working scientist, he was a committee man, as were the rest of the 12 members of this committee. Arpad and his wife, however, had spent the previous 2 years creating the ideal testing protocol for genetically modified foods. So he was very interested in evaluating what the industry considered appropriate, and he and his wife were among the most qualified humans on earth to do so. So we said, how much time do we have? And the professor said, 2.5 hours. So they got to work and they looked immediately at the design and the data. And Arpad Pusztai said to me, that was the most shocking moment. More shocking than being fired from his job. More shocking than discovering the damage to the rats. Because he realized how poor the science was being done by industry. He said, you know what good science is, and you know bad science, and this was bad science. Flimsy, superficial. He said, I realized what they were doing and what I was doing was diametrically opposed. What I was doing was safety studies. What they were doing was as little as possible to get their foods on the market as quickly as possible. He called the minister and said, I wasn't expecting to give you a strong recommendation after only 2.5 hours, but I have to say there is definitely not enough information here to allow these foods to be fed to human beings or to animals. The minister said, I don't know why you're telling me this. Your professor's committee approved these foods 2 years ago. They're already on the market. A few weeks later, when Arpad realized the extent of the damage to his rats, potentially precancerous cell growth in the digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system. He realized that that potato, if submitted to that same industry research, would have made it to the market. And that's where it was intended to go. However, he also realized that the soy, corn, and tomatoes that did make it to the market were never tested for these things. And they were created from the same process that he used to create his potato. And they still haven't been tested for these things. And remember, it wasn't the insecticide that caused the problem for the potatoes. It was likely the process.